The 2022 edition of Culture Days is weeks away and plans are afoot to make this year's event a return to form for the festival. Several new, old and remixed events are on the calendar for this year's observance, which starts September 23 and runs until October 16. A lack of public health orders and restrictions around COVID-19 will allow organizers to have full capacity events indoors and out. We're still on the post-COVID-19, trying to make sure we have lined things up, but we're very grateful to have received funding from HUDBay, from the Flin Flon School Division and of course, from the Arts Council, and we are planning activities, said lead organizer Crystal Colt. We're still trying to get a feeling as to what people want to do, but this is what I know, there are some really exciting events happening that are a little bit different than the norm. That includes makeovers of longtime Culture Days events. One such change is the Human Books event, which has usually featured prominent Flin Flonners at the Flin Flon Public Library to share stories and their backgrounds with interested onlookers. That event, as the public has known it, has changed. Colt said it has been replaced with a wine and cheese evening where wines will be paired with books at the library. Other events will stay on from previous years, like the Dancing Down Main Street event, the Walking Through a Volcano tour, the Wild Things Outdoor Market, a film screening from the Central Canada Film Group and a return of school programming and the Superstar program, which teaches local schoolkids skills and techniques used in circus training. Out-of-town performers will also be a major part of this year's Culture Days, which will include two incoming acts during the course of the events. Juno Award winner Serena Ryder will perform at the Flin Flon Community Hall October 16, with the Ivan Flett Memorial Dancers coming from Winnipeg to perform at the hall October 1. Those shows will sandwich the Wild Rice Cabaret, which is set for October 8 and is a charter event for Culture Days. Yet more events are still in the planning stages and will not likely be firmed up until closer to opening day.